Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because I got Jeffrey Zabar. That's right. Jeff Zabar is our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the world's expert on micropreneurship and home-based teleworking. If you're a party of one, if you're a party of one and a half, meaning the other half is your computer or an advisor or something like that even, he can help you with that because he's been doing that for a long time, and that's who he's the guy we turn to when we're talking about the foundation of the U.S. economy. There are no more sheer numbers of people like you if you fit that category. There are no more sheer numbers than you in this marketplace, and he's our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Great to be with you.
His books are Safe at Home, Home Office Know-How, Teleworking and Telecommuting. The list goes on and on. The 2002 Home-Based Business, the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year, by the way. That was a national award that was bestowed upon him. Jeffrey, you got some technology news to talk to us about, right?
Yeah, you know, everyone talks about social media. And yeah. Social media can be very simple. I mean, frankly, social media is really just getting out and meeting people, whether it's online or whether it's in a more real setting, you know, going out to events and things like that. We're all sociable creatures, and that's what we're designed and created to do and be. So one of the things is how to use this technology to improve our business, to improve our lives, to improve how we market ourselves, how we reach out to people, how we you know, get our business out in front of our prospects and our competitors, including our competitors, as well as our clients on a regular basis. Because, you know, the point of marketing is to stay out there. And so we use Facebook, and so we use Twitter, and so we use some of these other services. One of the things that I'd like to use, and I have it on my home, on my website, Chief Home Officer, is I use YouTube. And a lot of times you don't think of YouTube as social media in a business sense, but it really is. And by posting videos to YouTube, some of mine have been personal, my kids and me singing, you know, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody with the heads bobbing like we're in Wayne's World and having a lot of fun with it. But then I've posted videos of the home office and home office productivity tips. And people think it's like whiz-bang stuff, but it's all very simple to do, and I found another tool this weekend that lets us shoot those videos quite simply, and it's called the Flip Video Camera.
Who makes it?
Another tool in our arsenal for social media.
Who makes it?
Flip Video is by Flip, F-L-I-P. The company is they've been out for a while. They create this product. It's a little bit bigger than a pack of cigarettes, and it's not been regulated yet by the FDA, so that's good. It shoots 120 minutes of high definition.
And the hard drive, you mean the hard drive holds 120 minutes?
120 minutes. It's from Pure Digital is the name of the company. Yeah. The box is called the Flip Video. It records 120 minutes of high def. Video.
And it comes with the...
I mean, HD is, you know, you think you got to have big and whiz-bang and expensive, but this thing costs like $199.
And it comes with the software to convert it into something on your website.
Absolutely. And the thing is, it's all loaded. I mean, again, it's a pretty small, you know, size, a small form camera, and everything is loaded on the
software. How do you...
Wait a minute.
Hold on, Jeff. How do you hold the thing? I mean, you know, at some point in time, something is so little. You know, sometimes size and weight are important in a video device.
Right.
It's kind of like trying to hold binoculars for a long, long view. You know, after a while, you start shaking. And so how do you? I mean, does it fit on a tripod? What is it?
Well, it has the groove, the slotted in the bottom to screw it onto a tripod. Which, by the way, I learned from David Pogue that screw slot on the bottom of cameras is the same dimension as same diameter as the screw on the top of a lamp where the lampshade goes on. So if you're in a hotel, say you're traveling, you want to shoot video in your hotel room. I don't know why we want to be shooting video in a hotel room. I'm not going to go there. But if you wanted to, or in your house, you can screw a camera or the flip video, you know, take off the lampshade, the screw that holds the lampshade, mm-hmm. and you can screw that on there. That's the same diameter. So little, you know, bit of wisdom there. But it's about the size of a pack of cigarettes or, you know, a little bit thicker than a deck of cards. So imagine you can turn it on with one button. You turn it on with one push of one button. You can start the camera rolling, and you can zoom in and out, but you can hold it with one hand. It has about a 2-inch view screen, LCD view screen on the back, so you can hold it very steadily in your hand if it's a moving object that you're trying to shoot, or you can screw it onto a tripod.
And where do you buy these things? Best Buy or
you can get them
like
at all major retailers. Probably can find all the retailers. Just Google or search flip video.
There's something
and then you'll find
seems
the
to me that
they're sold.
You know, seems to me like
online. You know, it's very cool and we used it this weekend for my band, which makes it very easy to try and. You know, when you're trying to capture video of a band, although now we're going through the whole debate of, you know, what's in the line of sight, meaning who's not in the line of sight, and the drummer of my band was not in the line of sight. So that brought up a whole debate, considering
there was something,
drummer.
Though, I remember. I remember there was something about it that we looked at it once. Now, my memory's coming back. It's a little slower than it used to be, Jeff. Some of my people found it and recommended it to me, too. There's actually two or three models of that, as I remember. One of the things that it did not offer that was a, kind of a big deal to me was a microphone input option. In other words, it only operates on its own microphone.
On its own mic,
it won't allow you to put, like, a lavalier mic, a mic that you put on your... But if you say the sound quality is good... You know, that's one thing. But one of the things, in my opinion, if you're going to make video, you can get away with grainy video, but you can't get away with sound that doesn't sound good.
You are correct, and I would tell you one thing about that: that the in recording the band this weekend, the sound came across really good. So you know, it was probably 10 feet from the band.
But
so
you don't. But if you're recording a message to customers or something like that, you don't want the ambient noises that you're going to get in an Omni speaker like that mic's going to have. That's one of the. I'm just trying to be
absolute
full disclosure on this thing. I remember that we looked at it and we couldn't find. But folks, that may not be a problem for you. I'm just pointing that out. That's one of the deficiencies that I would recommend that the company fix. 20 after, right back with Jeff Savar. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. We got a lot of things there that you can read or listen to, articles and archives. Past interviews I've done with Jeffrey Zabar, our guest this half hour, and lots of other people, hundreds and hundreds, almost 2,000 other people who are in our brain trust. And of course, you can find my blog there. My knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is there at SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey, you're at ChiefHomeOfficer.com, aren't you?
I'm www.ChiefHomeOfficer.com. To follow me on Twitter, it would be at ChiefHomeOffice.
Okay.
.com.
So check that out, and they can find your books there as well, can't they?
Absolutely, and got it all the content.
Home Office Highway's coming up in a month.
In about 3 weeks, we're going from here. We're going to pack up the RV with all our technology, including a little video cam, and going to shoot some video and post some blogs and explore the South a little bit and take about 10 days on the road.
All right.
And see what's going on out there and how you can work effectively. Not scuttle the business if you want to take a little workation.
Yeah, workation. Did you coin that, Jeffrey?
I would like to think so, but no, I did not.
Okay.
I cannot take credit
all
for
right.
that one.
Yeah. If you're a small business owner, workations are something you know a lot about. Jeffrey, talking about social media, I'd like to propose some thoughts. And my audience is, I guess, I think I've probably talked about this before, but I don't think I've talked to you about it. You used the term social media a minute ago, but I'd like to point out that social media technically is technology.
Right.
It's not what we do. It's not who we talk to. It's not a community at all. It's just the technology. And so, but we use that term, and I think now we use it incorrectly, Jeffrey. And I'm on a one-man crusade to get people to quit saying social media when they're talking about business applications, and to use the term building online customer communities.
Right.
That's my one-man crusade. And I know it's longer to say all that than it is social media. And I know social media is handy to say, but I really think that social media does a disservice to the power and to what I think is the future of reaching out and touching customers in the future.
Right. I agree. I would agree in some respects. I mean, social media, yeah, when you're talking about it, it summarizes it. And with a lot of these things, face it, you need a catchphrase. You need a catchphrase for it to catch on so that people can grasp the bigger concept and be able to wrap it in a very small package.
But I worry that social media puts off recalcitrant adopters, some of the people who are a little long in the tooth, you know, in terms of technology.
Right.
People, you know, they say social media, that doesn't sound like return on investment.
Right.
You know, and things like that. And so anyway, I didn't say I was going to win. I just said I'm on this crusade. But there's one other thing I want to point out that I thought you'd find interesting. You mentioned YouTube a minute ago when you were talking about the flip video.
Uh-huh.
And it is a cool tool, folks. For most applications, it's probably just fine.
Right.
But the thing that that I thought was interesting, a week or so ago, I saw the top 10 biggest technology failures of this decade. And I've forgotten what all of them were, but one of them will surprise you. One of the top 10 biggest failures of 2000 of this decade is YouTube.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now I wonder why they called that a failure, considering what it accomplished.
Because it has not accomplished anything for the owners.
Well, neither has Twitter, neither has Facebook, aside from the sale price.
Exactly. But here's another reason why I prefer to talk about businesses like you and me, and Joe the dry cleaners. Businesses building customer communities online, because MySpace just laid off a third of their employees.
Right.
Now, why is that? Did that happen? Because the bloom is off the rose of MySpace.
Right.
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 The bloom is going to be off the rose of Twitter in another year or two.
Absolutely.
Just like YouTube is a financial disaster for the investors.
Right.
They haven't figured out how to monetize it. And see, my point. That's exactly my point for why we should be calling. What you and I recommend people do in their businesses, getting on Twitter, building customer communities, which they're already doing. They already have customer communities. They just haven't defined it and maybe aren't connecting with them the way that they could, like through email and that sort of thing.
Well, I got to say one thing. I mean, Twitter might be a failure as far as not making any money. They haven't figured out how to monetize it. But two things have happened. First off, if you've seen the number of organizations that have built themselves around Twitter and built Twitter extensions that are selling ads on their sites and things like that, and they're making some money. So Twitter created an environment others to grow. But also the people who use Twitter have been able to successfully promote their own brand. So while the device or the application itself might be deemed in the long term a failure in and of itself because it can't make money.
But see, you're making my point, Jeff.
It or have used YouTube or have used MySpace have found success when done correctly. So
Jeff, you're making my point.
That
see,
the Packard is
yeah.
not was not a,
yeah.
a you know or the Edson was not
the
ultimately a
the point
a
I'm making, Jeff. I got to wrap
still
it.
Got people from point A to point B.
I got to wrap it up. The point I'm making is Twitter is not the news.
Right.
The news is what businesses are doing inside of Twitter. You just described the tangent communities that are being built off of it. That's the news, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
The communities, not the technology. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today. Well done.
Jim, always great to be
with
you.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassing. Not for this hour, just for this half hour. I'll be back after the news. Just you and me. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.